I think I've earned the privilege or the right or the entitlement or the whatever they could stand for to lie in bed at 9:15 on a Monday morning, 2nd of December 2024. I think I've earned that. 50 years and wondering what I would have thought if my father had recorded an audio and I'd listened to it, in which he said he was quite happy to be lying in bed on a Monday morning at this time. And of course, I'm assuming that I would be up and sprightly and about. Would I have thought, oh, the lazy guy, I'm never going to be as lazy as him? Or would I have thought, he's right, you know. By the time I'm his age, I will be quite happy to lie back. But meanwhile, I better crack on with my day. Otherwise, I'll never be successful. I wonder, would I have said stuff like that? I doubt it. My dad was born in 1898. He was, well, when I was, let us say, 24, my dad, well, without thinking it too much, my dad might have been about 75. So when I was 24, my dad was 75. My daughter's 19, I'm 74. Who knows what she might be saying to herself about the maturity of her father right now, or what she will say about the maturity of her father when she reaches the same maturity as myself. The reason I'm lying here at this time of the day on a Monday morning is that my great best friend, Roger Overall, is not available to meet me in Cafe Beva this Monday morning. He cried off yesterday, I think it was, he cried off. As I cut my memory as such that I can't even remember why he cried off. Anyway, he can't meet me this morning. I would be down in Cafe Beva at this time. By the way, Cafe Beva, for those of you who have never heard of it, is a cafe where I can get, where I do get a pot of tea. And sometimes when I linger there a long time, I've been known to have a cup of coffee. Very frequently, but not always, I have a sausage roll. They do very nice chutney that goes along with it. Sometimes, very, very seldom, I have the breakfast, the full Irish breakfast. Oh, yes. Those are very special days, but I don't mark them in my diary. So here, 2nd of December, I had a habit during the month of November of recording a piece of audio. Well, I recorded 30 of them. I forget how many days there are in December. Probably 31. Yes, there are 31. Perhaps I'll record 31 pieces of audio in the month of December. And perhaps my good friend, SM2N. Yes, SM2N. SM2N. Yes, will join me, will revitalize his habit of frequent audio blogs. And perhaps I'll have the pleasure during the month of December of listening to him every day. Who knows? I'm not going to ask him to do it. No. There's no way I'm going to send him a message and tell him that I hope he does it. No. There's no way I'm going to ask SM2N to record a daily piece of audio during the month of December. And there's no way I'm going to challenge him to do it. But I do want to. And the same for Fireman Rich. Definitely not going to challenge him. No point in challenging Fireman Rich. He's already somebody who challenges me by his longevity of production. So there we are. There we are. At 9:21, I'm going to get out of bed on December the 2nd, 2024. And if my daughter should ever listen to this, I hope she enjoys it. I hope she'll pass it on, possibly, if she wants to the next generation. Unto the fullness of time. Paul O'Mahony saying cheerio. Have the best day you can possibly have.